see the mark first. That was nice to see. So the Gemara says, so we're medayik. That was the whole discussion in Taisa. So where the dik exactly is from, but nicely we're medayik. The ulashita is that kol hechad ika mamun umalkas. At this point, the Gemara understands the ulu to say wherever you have mamun umalkas, kol atarakula, wherever you have mamun umalkas, mamayna mishalim milkalay loki. Minali lula. So where does he know it from? Where's the mukkah that? Shaila is not what's the mukkah, you don't get both. That we know Kederi Shosei. Not sure the beings now, Kederi Shosei. You can't get both. Shaila is given that you can't get both. Which one should you get? Should you get Mammon or should you get Malchus? So Ula holds you get Mammon. How does Ula know that you get Mammon and not Malchus? So Emma's right away, you could ask. The Gemara is a Sophic, Behemshech. If Mammon is Lachum or Mammon is Lachum. And the Tzadet that Mammon is Lachum. So why does he need a mukkah that he's mishalim in a leik? Veshteitzich he's mishalim in a leik because his mammon is the chumah. He's like Taisa is guri yisker. He has both chiyuvim. He can't get both. Which one should he get? Why does he get the chumah? So what's chumah's kasha? Minolei lulo. If mammon is the kula, I understand that's already against the svar. But in the tzad that mammon is the suffering lumar, in the tzad that mammon is the chumah. So what's the shalim minolei lulo? That is the, why can't that be the mukkah? Mimayin is l'chumah, mimele. Since it's Kederi Shosei, you can't get both, you have to get the chumah. So, and here's how can I help Taisus' teretz. You know, Taisus says that there's a svar to say that even if mammon is l'kula, maybe you should get mammon anyway else than nizik. The chosan and nizik. But I'm asking the other way around. And the tzad that mimayin is l'chumah, so why should it need a pasuk to teach him that it's mimayin mishalim milkalei laki? Of course it's mimayin mishalim milkalei laki. Mammon is the chumah. How can you get the kallah, not the chumah? So, for this question, maybe we can answer. We'll see. There's going to be a slew of these questions, but for this question alone, maybe we could say that that goof is what we're going to learn from the pasuk. In other words, maybe without a pasuk, I would know which one is chumah, and that's goof of the limud. That mammon is the chumah. And it's sad that Mamayin is Lechumah. Maybe that's good for the Torah's Megala to me that Mamayin is Lechumah. We'll see. Okay, for the time being. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara answers, first answer, Goma Mechayvul Bechaveira. We learn that from Chayvul B'Chaveri. By Chayvul B'Chaveri, this exists a Kosov, where it's going to begin on the base, that he's Mishalim Eino Loike. So we extrapolate from there that Ba'alma as well, he's Mishalim Eino Loike. For Ekta Gemar, Ma Chayvul B'Chaveri, excuse me, sorry, this is part of the, this is one Hemshech. Ma Chayvul B'Chaveri, Dika Momen Umalkas, Mimayin Mishalim Milkalei Loike. Af Kol Hecha, Dika Momen Umalkas, Mimayin Mishalim Milkalei Loike. For Ekta Gemar, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe by chayvul you get mammon, because chayvul has a chumra that he's chayv b'chamisha dvar. So right now the Gemara is assuming that mammon is what? A chumra or a kula? A chumra. So Gemara is saying maybe Gemara is assuming that mammon is a chumra. So Gemara says maybe only chayvul b'chaveri gets mammon. Chayvul b'chaveri has a chumra that is chayv b'chamisha dvar, but bi'alma in other cases we don't have that chumra. So maybe he doesn't get mammon hachumra. Maybe he gets malchus hakal. Right, that's the maskasha. So what's that? Yeah.
We're assuming that you get the more chumra punishment, not the more kal punishment.
Right. In other words, if mammon is the chumra, which is what the Gemara is assuming now, this pirch is assuming that mammon is the chumra. If mammon is the chumra, then how could it be that ba'alma? So we don't learn that from chayvul. We can't learn out from chayvul b'chaveri. Chayvul b'chaveri has a chumra that is mechem that is chayv b'chamisha dvar. So we can't learn out from chayvul b'chaveri that is mammon and mishalim. Okay, so we ought not have mechayiv b'chemer. But at the end of the day, if mammon is mechumra, so then that itself should tell me that be'alma m'mayin m'shalom milkalei loki because v'chiyus goy isker. I don't know. Echetes. He says, "Can we damn it?" Means to give them more chum. Can we damn it? Says, "Mister Pat is mumming." They are shoshi. You can't get malchus and mumming. I have no way of knowing that it means to give them more chum.
I said,
"Oh, the lashon bitter rabbinay." Yeah, we have a lashon bitter rabbinay. Yeah, point well taken.
Yeah, but
kedirish
also,
right.
I mean,
kedirish
also is different than the normal
kumlay
of.
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't use the lashon kumlay rabbinay that often. I don't know if it's reserved for mumming or for misa mumming. I hear the har, it's har from the lashon kimle but the rabba mine. It sounds like it's the greater, it's the greater chiyuv.
Tells himself when he asks
me
to agree,
it's
doesn't ask. What?
Yeah, why are you disagreeing? And I guess we kill. I don't. Maybe kimle rabbin is just an expression, or a kapana, but it's not. We don't know a priori that you have to get the chomer. But Tais has a Gemara, it's good, Tais has a Svara, based on Gemara and Sanhedrin, it's good, Yisker. Can't be, if you have both of them, can't be, you get your that is Chayt and Yisker. If you would only do the, you would only have the Chi of Mama and you would pay Mama and Chomer. Now you do Malkus, now you are over in a lab as well, so now you don't have to pay the Mama and Chomer, you only get the Malkus and Kap. So what's going on in this Gemara? And again, this is not Tais's Kasha. And here Tais's Kasha, Tais's Teretz doesn't work over here. We're going down that moment is chomer. So the Moses says, "Well, we want to learn out from chayv bechaver la'am." So we can't learn out from chayv bechaver. Chayv bechaver has a chomer that is chayv bechamish advar. Chayv bechaver has a chomer that is chayv bechamish advar. So mele it has the chomer that he's mishalim ain't like it. But be'alma where it doesn't have the chomer, but be'alma we don't have the chomer of chayv bechamish advar. So maybe you don't get moment a chomer. Maybe you get malchus akal. How do you get malchus akal? The chiyus gur is good. He had both. He has both chiyuv. He has a chiyuv malchus and a chiyuv moment. So we're going to give him the malchus hakal. How did he get off the hook from the moment achomer? Who asked this kasha? What? The shita. The shita brings this kasha. Shita asks this kasha. So the shita, and it's interesting. It's very striking. The Tosfos does not ask this kasha. It's mamish the Tosfos kasha. That's al derech Tosfos kasha. Without Tosfos Teretz, Tosfos Teretz doesn't help over here. Tosfos Teretz is Rechasa and the Nechbal, so we're going to give him the. That only works with Mizek Kulam, but nonetheless, Rechasa and the Nizek. He was saying the moment is a Chumah, and nonetheless, but Alma is going to get Malchus. Why should he get Malchus? He should get Mamun a Chumah. It's good. It's better for it. It's from both sides. So the Shita says. So the Shita brings this Kasha. So first, the Shita wants to say a teretz b'shem. Who's he saying it? The Maraz. I don't even know who the Maraz is, but the Shita first wants to bring a teretz from the Maraz. That maybe I also sort of thought maybe this teretz that maybe when the Gemara says malachayvul b'chaver shekin chay b'chamish advarim, maybe it doesn't mean that chayvul b'chaver in general is more chomer, and therefore we should give him mumen, which is intrinsically more chomer. It means maybe the mumen of chayvul b'chaver, since it includes chamish advarim, maybe by chayvul b'chaver mumen is more chomer, but the alma maybe mumen is more kal. It's different shat in the Gemara. Pasha of shat in the Gemara is malachayvul b'chaver. That chayvul b'chaver has a chomer that it's chayv b'chamish advarim, so it's an aver chomer. So the mele we give him mumen hachomer. Because since chayv b'chaver is an aver chomer, it has a chumra after all that is chayv b'chamish advarim. You see the Torah is machmir on chayv b'chaver. So since chayv b'chaver is an aver chomer, so mele we give him the einish hachomer. What's the einish hachomer? Mumen is always the einish hachomer. So the Maraz is suggesting, no, maybe that's not shat in the Gemara. Maybe shat in the Gemara is that ba'alma mamon is less chomer. Mamon maybe ba'alma is kal. But the Gemara is saying maybe by chayvel b'chaveri you get mamon, because by chayvel b'chaveri mamon is chamish advarim. That's a lot of mamon. So that's an oinish hachomer to get chamish advarim. That's a big clap. That could be wiped out. You know, there's a big difference between a $10 fine and a $1,000 fine. So by chayvel b'chaveri the mamon is a $1,000 fine. It's chamish advarim. That's more chomer than malchus. So we give him loyin shachomer. But by alma, it's only a $10 fine. Doesn't have chamisha dvarim. You know, kenas by alma is not so. It's not so chomer. Doesn't have chamisha dvarim. Moment by alma is not chamisha dvarim. So it's a small fine. A small fine, maybe that's kal compared to malchus. That's what the Raz wants to suggest. Pshat in the Gemara. The Shita rejects it because he says it's not because that's certainly not what memoina lekula means. The tzad that memoina is lekula does not mean that chayvul chaveri pays very little moment. Memoina lekula about chayvul. When the Gemara says ve'im memoina lekula, so mal chayvul chaveri sheken hutu mechlola, that's about a kula in the avera of chayvul chaveri. So symmetry demands that ima mayna lechumra means the same thing as ima mayna lekula, or you know, the inverse of mayna lekula is the inverse of mayna lechumra. If mayna lechumra shekin chayv b'chamisha dvar meant this moment is very chumra because it's a lot of money, then mayna lekula would have to mean this moment is very kal because it's very little money, which is obviously not the pshat. So therefore he rejects the maraz on the grounds of symmetry. I don't understand why the shita has to reject it on the grounds of symmetry. The whole pshat doesn't make any sense, because the same gemara you have again by Edim Zayimim. The same Gemara repeats itself by Edim Zoymim, Gom Edim Zoymimim, Mal Edim Zoymimim, Shekein Ein Shechem Hasra. And therefore, sure, at Ima Mayna Lekula, Mal Edim Zoymimim, Shekein Loyosu Maisa. So you have the exact same Gemara again by Edim Zoymimim, with the same problem. Quite a question that we're asking now by Chayim, we can ask again by Edim Zoymimim. And therefore, sure, when we say Mal Edim Zoymimim, Shekein Ein Shechem Hasra, it means Edim Zoymimim Achomer, not that they pay a lot of money. So I don't know, I don't understand what the Maharaj even gained. So he gained this Gemara, but it's going to be the same kasha, is going to come back again in the next Gemara. So it's very, very, that's mother to me also, what was the whole, what the Maharaj is trying, what's Pshat and Maharaj's answer, and why the Shita only rejects them on the grounds of, as I said before, on the grounds of symmetry. Stam doesn't hold together. So I don't know what the Maharaj wanted. But I'll come upon him, the kasha and Gemara is very shy. Let's see. Let's go on. The Gemara continues and says, on the other hand, maybe mom is a kula. So we still have a pircha. Mal, because shekain, because chayvul chaveri also has a kula. Shekain utum chala bebeistin. So I can't learn out from chayvul chaveri. So therefore, I can't learn out my mayna mishal mikla loki from chayvul chaveri, because maybe mom is a kula. So chayvul chaveri, since chayvul chaveri is kal, that it's utum chala bebeistin. So therefore, maybe it has a kula that he gets mamon akal, but be alma, maybe you get malchus ha chomer. The Rashba points out that she also brings that there is one thing you could learn out from chayvul b'chaveri, even if there is a pircha v'utum mechale. You could learn out eshesach. If you have Mammon and you have Eshesach, which is one of the cases in Makkas, Eilin Aleik, and one of the cases is Eshesach, that you would be able to learn out from Chavir B'Chaveri, that is Mammon Mishal and Milkalelo. Because Eshesach is also Hutum Mechale. Hutum Mechale the Yibum. Fine, but all the other cases in Makkas, we wouldn't be able to learn out. Elas is the Gemara Gomer Be'edim Zoymimim. Again, the Gemara says, "Ma'alei nimzaimim." No, it has a chumash. Can't see him asra. V'imemayna lekulush. Can't also ma'isa. Elagam b'tshuvaya. The rest will leave for the time being. So here, Taisus wakes up and he asks, "V'imemayna lekulah." In fact, Taisus and Taimer is goy iska. She needed bekala. Doche parak banisrofim gabim bishin uschayv shtei misus. So Taisus asked the kasha, and the tzad that Mamayin is lekula, and the tzad that Mamayin is lekula, and yet Ula holds Aliba de Emes Mamayin Mishal and Milkalei Loki. How could that be that Aliba de Emes going to Ula? He gets the Einish Akal. What happened to Zguy Iska? How could it be? So Taisus answers, "V'yishloim with the shiny hochet the chas rachmana Mamayin shel nechma." So that's the pillar. Why did Taisus only ask the kasha on the tzad of Mamayna Lekula? The kasha runs throughout the whole Gemara, from the beginning of the Gemara to the end. And Faket, we ask kashas on the tzad of Mamayna Lekula. Taisa says, "Tana mina lekula." If my mind is lekula, so how come ula hold? Like a pasuk in Taisa. If my mind is lekula, so how does ula hold? I'll leave it to emes. Then my mind is mishal milka leilaki. How can you get the kal? How can you get the einus shakal? So Taisa's answer is, "Yeah, maybe kal for the mazik, but it's good for the but chos sachmana mina the nizik." So mitzad the nizik, we have an agenda to give him. There's a mile in giving him mamon. But what about the tzad that mamon is the chumah, and the tzad that mamon is the chumah? They're also the gemara's veishar. The gemara says if I'm the tzad that mamon is the chumah, you can't learn after mechayv lechaveri and edim zayim. And ba'alma is going to get malchus and amamon. How can you get malchus and amamon if mamon is the chumah? Kalma. The whole Gemara, when it talks about Ulan of Yechonon, look, it doesn't sound like in the Gemara, or the Gemara never entertains that the Machlekes Ulan of Yechonon is about Mamayna Lekum, Mamayna Lekum, or Mamayna Lekulam. The Gemara, that's Mizbakish. That according to Ulan, if Mamayna Mishalim Milkalay Loki, you see that Mamayna is Lekum. And according to Yechonon, that Milkalaki, Mamayna Mishalim, you see that Malkas is Lekulam. Well, actually, half of that equation, half of that is not right. Not Mukhuk. That Reish Lakish holds, Reish Lakish says Mamayna Mishalim Milkalei Laki. He does not have to hold Mamayna as a chumah. He could hold Mamayna as a kula, but Chas Rachmana, like Taisa says. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Milkalei Laki Mamayna Lei Mishalim L'chayr, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? What's chumah? Mamayna Malkus. Malkus L'chayr. You see, you get Malkus, you don't get Mamayna. Why should you get Malkus and not Mamayna? It's good. L'chayr, Rabbi Yochanan must hold that Malkus is L'chumah. Yeah, it's a little bit strange. Gemara doesn't speak it out. Maybe that's not so terrible. Also, the chayr is this a ha'ara. This is not mine. This is a nice ha'ara. B'pshutoi, again, Rav Yochanan chayr holds that mammon is a kula. Because Rav Yochanan says you get malchus, you don't get mammon. Apparently, mammon is the kula. The einus shakal. You get mammon is apparently the einus shakal. So you get malchus. That's the einus shachom. Rav Yochanan though agrees that there's two exceptions to the rule. Chayvul chaverei and Eidim Zayman. There you get mamon. Why are they exceptions to the rule? I mean, it's because they're exceptions to the rule. But why, if Malkus is more chomer, and that's why Milkalaki Moim Elu Mishalim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So why did the Torah say that by Chayvul and by Eidim Zayman he gets mamon, which is Dainu Shakal? Why is it different than Kol HaTorah Kulo? Pashtus, because they have a tzadkal. Chayvul Chaveri is because Eidim Zayimim is because they also nice. And Chayvul Chaveri because what? What the Mechale? So what about Eishesach? According to Rav Yochanan, what will be done by Eishesach? So there was a Chiyum Mamon with Eishesach. It's also with the Mechale. That L'chor should be like Chayvul Chaveri. We should learn that from Chayvul Chaveri. So it ought to come out that even according to Rav Yochanan, that in Kol HaTorah Kulo you get Malkus and not Mammon, because Malkus is the Einus HaChomer. But by Chayvul Chaver and Eidim Zayimim, you get Mammon, because they have a Kula that will also Meisim in the case of Eidim Zayimim, and the Hutta Mechloli in the case of Chayvul Chaver. Well, Eish Yisach also has that Kula. So it should come out that by Eish Yisach, there's a Melayim Shalom Milkul Eloki. So what's Rav Yochanan's teretz for the Mishnah Malkus? Rav Yochanan's teretz for the Mishnah Malkus that says you get Malkus and you don't get Mammon, says Rav Yochanan, because his Ruba. And since it's history, boy, so milkalaki moiner lemishalim. But one of the cases in the Mishnah Markus is Eishesach. Eishesach is hutu mechalal. That's like chayvul bechaveri. There it should be moiner lemishalim milkalaki.
But why can't we just assume that the pasuk is saying that it's an exception?
You're saying maybe it's tam exeres akosah. According to Yochanan, maybe it's tam exeres akosah. Yeah, I think you're right. But I think you're right, and I think this may be. I think you are right. But we need to mask it a little bit, because up to now in the whole Sinai Asugi, we don't seem to say stam something is an exception. We go with l'chumra, l'kula. The Gemara seems to go on the source of chumra and kula.
Meaning, even in both of the cases, meaning even in Edom Zomim and l'chol v'chavero, there's still a sadchar in each of them.
Okay, you're right, but let me get to it. Let me get to it by my route. The Shita asked what's perhaps the strongest kasha here, which was and the tzad that mamayin is lechumra, the gemara in Ulan Arsugi, the gemara is that tzad that mamayin is lechumra, and yet the gemara wants to say that only chayvul the chayvul named Zayin do you get mamayin because they have a tzad chumra, so they get the mamayin lechumra, but in shar kol atar kula you get malchus not mamayin. So ask the shita, what do you mean? It's Skuriyiska. You're telling me mamayin is lechumra. So how? So what? I don't need to learn from chayvul the chayvul named Zayin. Again, others. I don't want to repeat it too many times. So what is the shita answer for that kasha? The shita answers that the whole svar of Isgur, the whole thing is based on the word Sanhedrin. There's a notion of Isgur Yisgur. That if you have two chiyuvim misa, we can't give you the misa hakala. Why do we have to give you the misa hamur? Because it can't be that by doing another chiyuvim misa, you get the lesser misa. Says the shita, says this in the name of Talmud of Talmud Rashba. Says the Shita, that's only true, that whole svar of Isgur Yisgur is only true when you take a chayiv and two misas. His chayiv skila and his chayiv chenek. So he really has two chiyuvim. Just can't kill him twice. So which one are we going to kill him with? So why do we have to give him the misa chamur, not the misa kala, because Isgur Yisgur? Can't be niskar and having a second chiyuv misa. But in Agamor, we're talking about the niv teren shosik. Teren shosik means that he's only chayiv in one and he's potter from the other. Says the Shita, when you're in the din of Kteir Shosai, which tells me that you can't have two chiyuvim and you're chayiv in one and you're potter from the other, the ptur does not necessarily have to be in the einish hakal. It could very well be that you're potter from the einish hakam, and you can't ask anymore his guyas because he's potter. When he's chayiv in two chiyuvim, so, and we can't give him both because how many times can we kill him? So then we have to give him the misa chamur because he's chayiv in both. Why do we give him the misa chamur? But the din of Kedei Rosh Hashanah is not chayiv in both. When he has a chiyuv malchus and mamon, he's not chayiv in both. Kedei Rosh Hashanah, Shem Risha Achas Atem Mechayiv. We're mechayiv in one, we're not mechayiv in the other. He's potter from one of them. So then he says it's not muchuch that we don't have any warrant from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and in fact there's no techrich to say that he's potter from the Einish Hakal and chayiv in the Einish Hachamah. It could very well be the other way around. He's chayiv in the Einish Hakal and he's potter from the Einish Hachamah. Even though intuitively we find that maybe hard to understand because, you know, why should he enjoy this tour? But that's what it's exerts a kosov. The whole din of davening is a little bit. I see, that's just how it is. It's exerts a kosov. There have been stranger things to be cited in Shas. That's how it is. It's a ptur. In a ptur, it's exactly a kosov there is shosai. And it doesn't matter which is the chomer, which is the kal. If the rule is that he's milk aloki, moinu le mishalim, I don't care that it's chomer if it's kal. And vice versa. And therefore, so he uses it to answer the question of, you know, malach and it's sad that moment is the chomer, how can we say that ba'alma, you're like a man of mishalim? Moment is the chomer. It's not sure. Moment is the chomer, but it could be that ba'alma, you're still like a man of mishalim. And therefore, also, the Machlaikus Ulun of Yechanan has nothing necessarily to do with whether Malchus is Chomer or Malchus is Kal, whether Momen is Chomer or Momen is Kal. It's a Machlaikus in the Psukim, how to learn up the Psukim. Ula learns up the Psukim, Mabayin and Shalom, Milk Leilaki. And that has nothing to do, could very well be that Momen is Kal, but nonetheless, Mabayin and Shalom, Milk Leilaki. And Rav Yechanan learns up the Psukim that, Abram Yakeno, that is like Yevayin and Shalom, and it could very well be that Momen is Chomer, it doesn't matter. The Psukim telling me that he's like Yevayin and Shalom. Of course, the question then is, so then what's bothering Tysus? So then what's Tysus' kasha? That's the obvious question. We have all these hechrechem from the sukkah itself, it's muchach. That when we're talking about Torah, there is no din of Isgur Yisgur. So what's bothering Tysus? So the Shita asked this too. And the Shita says a teret that I find difficult to understand. Shita says at Teretz that Tysus in general wasn't bothered. Because, like we said, like as the Shita just said, it's Kimli Rabbanei is a Kedei Rishos is a Ptur, and in the Ptur it's not necessarily true that the Ptur has to be on the, that you potter from the Einish Hakal. It could be a potter from the Einish Hakal. Tysus' question was specifically by the case of Chayvel B'Chaveroi, specifically by Chayvel B'Chaveroi, where because by the case of Chayvul B'Chaveroi, you could have a case where, let's say he hit him twice, and the first time was less than a Shomer Pruta, and the second time was also less than a Shomer Pruta, but it added up to a Pruta. it'll come out, according to Ula, on that side, the moment is kal, which is where the Dibur Maslan Taisus, Ima Moinu Lakula, on that side, the moment is kal. So it comes out a very strange thing. Not only according to Ula, everybody goes, Chayvel Chayvel, that's the Mishal Meinu, like, on that side, the moment is kal. So it comes out a funny thing. When he did the first Akkah, so he was Chayev, it wasn't Chayev Moment, so then he was like, then the din would have been that he's like. So then when he hits him again, so now all of a sudden it gets a chi, now it's Mistarf Tom Putta. And now the din is going to be him, but that is Mishal and Vainalik. So that bothered Taisus, that's where he is Gurias. The second punch pathism from gets him, makes him work out. He punches him once, he's only Chayev Malkus. He punches him twice, excuse me, if he punches him once, he's Chayev Malkus, which is Chomer. He punches him a second time, and now all of a sudden all he has to do is pay a putta, which is kal. That was Taisus Kash, it's good. So it's a specific question, dafka, in the case of Chayvel B'Chaveri, where you could divide it up into steps. But in general, where it's, you know, all, both Chiyum and Machal in their entirety at the same time, so it didn't bother Taisus. That's how it is. You get the Enish HaKal, not the Enish HaKal. But in a case where it's a 1-2 punch, and the first punch was Machayev him, could have, or at least I could envision the case of a 1-2 punch. And the first punch would have been Machayev him, Malkus HaChomer. And now the second punch gets him out of the Malkus HaChomer, now he only has to pay the moment HaKal. That already bothered Taisus as Guri Yiska. That's the terrace of the sheet.
Isn't the answer
that
you could have done
a
light punch and could do a heavy punch, not that you could do a second punch, you could have done a heavy punch to begin with?
A light punch, that's always true. I could have the muscle guys Baal HaChosai. So he's Mishalim, the Ainalike, and Mammon is Kal. It could have been Baal HaChosai or Begeris. I guess that's like a different case, it's not the same person.
Yeah, like, I
think
side punch would not be, you know, less
Shabbat
Putin and
be Chayiv Malkus. You don't have any other case like that. This person, I could punch him less, and now I punched him more, and I have a less view. Whereas by Bala Chaisai, what are we going to say? Right now she's a Naira. He doesn't have a way to wait. He's not going to wait until she's a Begaris. So like right now, the only way to be Bala is that he's going to have a Chiyuv Knas. So that's not called as Gurias. In every case like that. That's not the way the Shita says it. The Shita says it the way I said it. Because it comes first. The Chiyuv Malkus, or at least I can set up a case where the Chiyuv Malkus is going to come first, and then it's going to be Hukal Olov. His din is going to become more Kal because he punched him a second time. That Taisus couldn't understand. Yeah, I'm not so sure I understand that. You know, if we could understand the whole thing, that's exactly a custom. So why can't we understand this too? The whole thing's counterintuitive. That if, you know, he's Balach, if he would just be Balach Chayse without that, who was not an Ira, without a Chiyuv Mammon, so he would get Malkus HaChomer. And now, that Tabut, she's an Ira, and he has a Chiyuv Knas, so now he gets Mammon HaKal. So that's more intuitive. That's also counterintuitive. So the same way, but that's exactly Sakosub, that he has a Ptur, so why can't this be exactly Sakosub? Lulina Mustafino, Ilmoli for the Shita. The Shita says this on his own. He doesn't quote this from the Rishon. I'm not sure if the Shita himself counts as a Rishon or not. It's a little bit ambiguous. Anyway, what's the difference? The Maisa copy of Pshat and Taisus. I thought that Pshat and Taisus is different. Taisus means he has to follow. Of course, it's Exeris HaKosov. And Exeris HaKosov doesn't have to be intuitive, and doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't matter, he gets the Einish HaKosov. That's the din, he's Potter. It's a Ptur. So what's the difference if the Ptur is in the Einish HaKosov, or the Ptur is in the Einish HaKosov? The Torah says there is also, and whatever the Einish HaKosov is Potter from, so he's Potter from. There's no Izgur Yisker, because the Einish HaKosov is Potter from. So it's nothing to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Taisus Kasha is, and the Gemara, where the Gemara is saying a Pircha, the Gemara says, we learn it out from Chayvel B'Chaveri. Let's learn it out from Chayvel B'Chaveri and from Edom Zaymimim. We'll learn out from there that Mamayna Mashallah Milkalay Laki. Fact the Gemara. Mala Edom Zaymimim, Shekain Le Osu Maisa. They have a Kula. So maybe that's why they get the Maman Ha and the Maman Ha Kam. Or Mala Chayvel, Shekain Hutu Mecholay. So that's why he gets the Maman Ha Kam. So the Gemara is asking a pircha. A pircha is already a svar. A pircha has to make sense in Suar. Because that's what a pircha is. A pircha is a Suar. A limud is a limud. So it doesn't have to be intuitive. But a pircha lot has to be intuitive. Because a pircha by definition is a Suar. So what's the Gemara saying now? When the Gemara has this pircha, mal chayvel b'chaveroi shekein hutu mechlolo, it has a kula, so maybe that's why you get tumah menakal. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that maybe, in general, the rule is that he's like a v'ena mishal. Because that's really the way the rule always works. That he's like a v'ena mishal. Ba'almun kol ha'tor kulo, malchus patus from mom. And that's the Gzeres HaKosov. And clap it, that Gzeres HaKosov, I don't care what's chum or what's kal. It's Gzeres HaKosov, malchus patus from mom. But b'chayv l'chayv 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 l'chayv. So v'chayv l'chayv 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 l'chayv, the rule's the other way around. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe, really, ba'almun, the rule is that malchus patus mom. By chayvul b'chaveri, it's different. I have a pircha. By chayvul b'chaveri, says the Gemara, I have a pircha. Maybe by chayvul b'chaveri, the reason here we're talking pircha, so pircha will ask the reasons. Maybe by chayvul b'chaveri, the reason why he gets mammon, which is kal, is because chayvul b'chaveri itself is an avera kala that's hutum mechlala. Taisus, a pircha has to be always kalt in the svar. This pircha doesn't make any sense in svar. You're telling me that because chayvul b'chaveri is an avera kala, that's why the Torah was makel to give him an einish of mammon akal. But chayvul b'chaveri, if he wouldn't be tilchi of mammon, chayvul b'chaveri in general is chayv malchus, which is einish achomer. So what are you telling me is svar? Because chayvul b'chaveri has a kula, then it's hutum mechlolai. Therefore, it's maybe the say a pircha slash svar, pircha and svar, synonymous terms. Maybe we could say a svara that by chayvul b'chaveri the Torah was makel to give the einish akal of mammon because chayvul b'chaveri is kal because it's hutum mechlolai and based. What are you talking about? Chayvul b'chaveri, pachas mishomer pruta, for example, pays mom. Chayvul b'chaveri. Chayvul b'chaveri. You're telling me the reason why he gets the einish hakal is because chayvul b'chaveri is an avera kala. That's why he gets mom and akala, not malchus achomer. If we be chayvul b'chaveri, pachas mishomer pruta, we get malchus. So it's guri isker. You're telling me it's svar that it's guri isker. This is what Tosfos doesn't understand. But as long as we're in the realm of Kdei Rishosli with Gzei Sakosuv, Tosfos has nothing to say. Because the sheet of the Talmud Rashi is right. This is a Ptur, and in a Ptur, there's no Svarav, there's no Mokam for his Guri Yisker. Who cares about his Guri Yisker? It's a Ptur. It's Gzei Sakosuv that he's Pokter. So, we have to give him, if he has two Chiyuvim, we have to give him the bigger Chiyuv. By Kdei Rishosli, he doesn't have two Chiyuvim, he has one Chiyuv. And one Chiyuv he's Pokter from. Doesn't matter. So whatever the reason is, the Maisi is potter from it. If he's potter from it, it's no Guri Yisker. But Taisha only wakes up when the Gemara starts to say Svaras, because Pirchas is Svaras. In fact, the Gemara says Svaras. Maybe in general, the rule, the din is that Milkaloki Mimayna Loy Mishalim. And it's only by Chayyul B'Chaveri that the Torah said Mimayna Mishalim Milkaloy Loki, because there's a Svara, there's a Pircha, which is a Svara, that by Chayyul B'Chaveri, because it's an Avera Kala of Hutu Mechlolo, right, in Zayim, it's an Avera Kala that Loyosu Maisa, so there the Torah was Mekil to that he should only pay Momen Akal. Tosfos. Doesn't make any sense. Because it's an Avera Kala, the Torah is Mekil, that's a Svara, that because it's an Avera Kala, the Torah said he should only pay the Momen Akal. In Svara, the Svara is a Skur Yisker. The Svara is, it may be an Avera Kala, but it's not an Avera Kala that he should be Chayt in Yisker. That's not a reason he should be Chayt in Yisker. The fact that it's an Avera Kala is not a reason he should be Chayt in Yisker. It doesn't make sense in Svar to say, because it's an Avera Kala, Chayvul B'Chaveri, therefore he pays Mammon. Pachas Mishal Rebuti gets Malchus. So it's Guri Yisker. Yeah, I think he's asking about Adim Zayman too.
The Teres doesn't help.
Chosra Chmona Mamanish Lechbal. Granted, that's anyway Shvar a little bit. The Teresh asks, I think. I didn't see it inside, but I saw it. Tosfos says, Chosra Chmona Mamanish Lechbal. I mean, the Chor, even without anything, I'm saying, Tosfos Kasha is Kasha Vayim Zayim. Exactly.
According to the way the Shita reads it.
What?
According to the way the Shita reads it, there's no such case.
Oh, because here it's only this particular case where you can have like a one after the other kind of case. Right here. The Pnei Shua is a Kasha. The Chor, you need Tosfos Vayim Zayim also. And by Vayim Zayim, what's the Chos Rachmanu Mamanu Shal Nechbal? Vayim Zayim is Kasha Zom, Vayim Kasha also. I didn't see Pnei Shua inside, right? I saw somebody mention it. I think that's Pnei Shua. No, you have to know. You go Gemara's machlekes. Vein zayim is a knaser if it's mammon. How can vein zayim be mammon if lemaisi weren't mafsed him anything?
Well, no, because
what
I thought kasher zayim v'lo kasher es might not apply by mammonos. because you could be machzir in any way. But anyway.
Oh, maybe there's no kashya also by mom. To make sure it's kasher.
Because the only reason, because no kasher is not more kasher also, because you have to be matzvah the mamon. As long as you're being matzvah the mamon, there's no hafsid anyway.
There's no
kasher.
You'll be
matzvah. Yeah, but if it's kimei rabbi, you're not going to be matzvah. Oh, I'm sorry, he's going to be matzvah. The nephal. Okay. So if he's matzvah the money, he'll buy to the southern non nephal.
Right.
That's all right. Which is what copy what he asked. No, it's so special. Why is that in the moment? I don't know. I don't know. But that's a side. So maybe it's kind of come out like this. That the whole svar of the whole issue of Iskui Iskur. So first of all, it comes out. I think it's Takav Shach and Taisus. That Taisus only discusses the Skui Isker in the context of the Pirchus of the Gemara. Because in the Pirchus of the Gemara, when we're working in Svara, so then that's where Taisus has a leverage to ask. You know, why is the fact that because Chayvel is Kal, we should therefore give him Mamana Kal? But what happened to Skui Isker? So Taisus has a husband. No, but there's also Chasach Mada Moedishal Nechba. So that takes off the Skui Isker. So since it's an Avera Chamur, it's not we're willing to be Mekel on a guy who did an Avera Chamur. And also you have a Meinushal, you have the Chos Rachmana, a Meinushal Nechba. So that's as far to say that maybe in the case of Chayvul B'Chavera, where he didn't do such a terrible Avera in the first place, so yeah, you would ordinarily get Malkus, but he didn't do such a terrible Avera. Not like so important to us to give him Malkus Achom. And there's Chos Rachmana, a Meinushal Nechba. So then there's as far to say, Malu Chayvul B'Chavera, Shekain, Hutta Mechola, it's an Avera HaKala, therefore you should get the Momen HaKal. By the same token, in the Gemara itself, I think, when the Gemara talks about if Momen is a Chumrah or Momen is a Kula, this whole discussion of Gemara is Momen is a Kula or Momen is a Chumrah, that's also specifically in the context of the Pirchus of the Gemara. But when we started off, Ula says that Momen Mishalim Milkul Elokim, and Rabbi Yochanan says Milkul Elokim Momen Elokim Mishalim. So, you know, I said, I asked at the beginning of the sugya. Ula says, "Mamayim shal mukhalok." In fact, "Maminolei lulaha." And later on, Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara is going to say, "Minolei Rabbi Yechon and ha." How did the Gemara answer? "Minolei lulah." Since Ula holds that mamon is chomer, and therefore "Mamayim shal mukhalok." And Rabbi Yechon says, "Malchus is chomer, and therefore mamon mukhalok." And "Mamayim loy mishal." Why does the Gemara have to look any further? Why do we have to look for psukim at all? The teretz is because it makes no difference. The din of Kedei Rishosu does not necessarily mean that you get Dainu Shacham or not Dainu Shakal. So just because Ula holds Moinu Mishal and Milkul Eloki, that has nothing to do with whether Moinu is Chom or Moinu is Kal. Just because Rav Yechon holds Milkul Eloki, Moinu Milkul Mishal, that doesn't tell me anything about what Rav Yechon holds, whether Moinu is Chom or Moinu is Kal. The Gemara only deploys, only gets involved with whether Moinu is a Chom or Moinu is a Kula when the Gemara starts to ask Pirchus. You want to learn that from Chayvul B'Chavera. You want to learn that from Chayvul B'Chavera to Kol HaTorah Kula. So on the limud we can say, no, I have a pircha. Because there's a svar to say, and this is first where svar comes in, there's a svar to say, a pircha on the limud, that Chayvul B'Chavera, since it's Kal, maybe it has a Kula. Maybe we give him Momen HaKal. Or if I can't, maybe Chayvul B'Chavera is Chomer, and if we give him Momen HaChomer. But all that discussion about Chomer and Kula is only relevant when we're talking about pirchas. You want to learn that from Chayvul B'Chavera le'alma. Then, so that's a ma'at sad, a binyanav. When it comes to a binyanav, I'm allowed to ask svaras in a binyanav. But to the extent that we're not we're not slugging up a binyanav. We're not asking pirchas on a binyanav. To the extent that we have an explicit limud, you know, you we have an explicit limud that milkalaki u'mayna le'mishalim or mishalim milkalaki, then pirchas don't enter into the story at all. So, for example, Rav Yochanan has no matzahs. Rav Yochanan doesn't work with a matzah at all. Rav Yochanan says milkalaki u'mayna le'mishalim. There's no matzahs in Rav Yochanan. He learns it from a pasuk because it says there is shasu, and then it says arba miyakenu. So it's a gzeres hakosuv that there is shasu. We give him malchus in that moment. And then this exerts the cost the other way around, that Yad B'Yad, that is the Mamon and Shalom Milkalei Loki. So in Rav Yochanan, there's no Matzads, there's no Binyanav, we're not asking any Pirchus. In the whole Rav Yochanan, there's no, it's totally like Ma'ilev Le'Merid, whether Mamon is the Chulam or the Chum or Mamon is the Kula. It's only in a Shlokish, only in Ula rather, that we wanted to make a Binyanav from Chayvel Chavarei Neidim Zayimimim. And when it comes to a binyanav, when it comes to a mamatzinu, we have a right to ask pirchus because that's the din. By a binyanav, you can ask pirchus, and pirchus already has svaras. There already, we open the door that we can start to say maybe mamatz a chumra, maybe mamatz a kula, and so on and so forth. And that's what Tosfos gets involved with his gurus.
Reason even
Taisalam Zion and Bays says, and from there Shasi we learn out two halachas. We learn out Malchus and Mammon, and we also learn out Misu Malchus. We both learn that from there Shasi. By Malchus and Mammon, so what do you get? Quinter of Yechanan, La Halacha, Pasnak of Yechanan. You get Malchus. Why do you get Malchus? Because it says Arbaim Yakenu. Taisa asks, so by Misu Malchus also, you should get Malchus and not Misu, because it says Arbaim Yakenu. Same Arbaim Yakenu. So Tais says, no, it can't be because it's Guri Yizka. Asha Enki by Malchus and Mammon is Chas Rechmanon. So there already, you're right, there we're not asking a Pircha. There we have a Mamash Drashim, we have Arbaim Yakenu. Tais says, nonetheless, we don't say Arbaim Yakenu, we don't say that it's like Vein Emes, because it would go against our conception of his Guri Yizka. You can't get Malchus Achkal, you have to get Misa Chamur. It's Kashan Lashit also. There also passes just a regular case where it's at the same time.
Taisus there seems to use this guyas, not as a pircha. So some kind of principle that we have to adhere to, even in the face of a limud. I know some different kashas over here. Okay, I don't know. Taka needs need to go back to the drawing board. I don't know what it's going to be. I'll just tell you quickly a hafla, and then we'll stop. You know, we talked in the past already. The Ram, which switch gears a little bit, Rabbi Yochanan says Milkalokim Mayna Lemeshal. So the Ram says, what if it was Chayil L'Chaverin Yom Kippur? So now I have an extra Malkus besides the Malkus of Chayil L'Chaverin and Yosef. You have an additional Malkus of Yom Kippur. So the Ram says that he's Mishal Mayna like. In other words, the din of Chayvah L'Chaveri that is Meshalim and Eloike is not only clapping the Malkus of Ben Yosef, even if he had other Malkus, like the Malkus of being Chayvah and Yom Kippur, of being Mechal Yom Kippur or Yom Tov, it remains true that he's Meshalim and Eloike. That's the Pesach of the Ram. We talked about it already. So Afla says that in Svara he thinks that this should be totally in the question of Mamayna Lachumar, Mamayna Lakula. Because he said like this, if Mammon is, if what Neraladin is like a Vein of Mashal, by Chayvul Bechaveri, there's a special Xerxa Kosov according to every other that is Mashal and Vein of like. If, this is how he says, if Mammon is Lekula, so then the reason why the Torah was chat, the reason why the Torah was Mekel b'chavel, then the Torah was Mekel b'chavel b'chaver. So ordinarily, like Ben Mishal. Now comes Chavel b'chaver as an exception to the rule, according to Yechonah, is Mishal in a like. Is that a chumur? Is that exception? Is the exceptionalness of chayvul b'chaveri a chumur in chayvul b'chaveri or a kulun chayvul b'chaveri? Well, that's totally. If mammon is the chumur, if mammon is chomer, then it's a chumur in chayvul b'chaveri. If mammon is kal, then it's a kulun chayvul b'chaveri. If it's a chumur in chayvul b'chaveri, because mammon is chomer, why was the term machmir in chayvul b'chaveri? Presumably, because. It's because it's Chayvah Chamishah Dvar. Chamishah Dvar is a chumra in the moment of Chayvah B'Chaver. Torah was Machmir and Chayvah B'Chaver. Maybe Torah is Machmir and Chayvah B'Chaver, not because Chayvah B'Chaver has a chumra, because Torah is Chasam Mayna Shal Nechbo. More than other mominous in the world. Why should Torah be more Chasam than other mominous in the world? So Torah wanted to be chasan, the Torah should be chasan by all moments. No, maybe Tosis is just saying. Right, yeah. Ulal is always Mamayna Mishalim because of chasan Rechman. So if the Torah here is coming to be machmir by Chayvul Chaveri, it must be because Chayvul Chaveri is Chayvul Chamishvar. That's a chumah in the moment of Chayvul Chaveri, that it's Chayvul Chamishvar. The chiv tashlum and the chayv lechayr is chomer because chayv b'chamish advar. On the other hand, if it's a kula, if mimayna mishalim is a kula because mammon is kal, then why was her mekel b'chayv lechayr? Must be because chayv lechayr is kal because it's hutta mechlala. That's a kula in the malchus of chayv lechayr. That it's hutta malchus of chayv lechayr. The avera pen Yosef is hutta and based. So he says, the Ram is neither, and the Chor is totally in that. If the din of Chayvah B'Chayveri is that it's Mamayna Mishal Mikulay Loki, it's because the moment of Chayvah B'Chayveri is Chomer, is Chayvah B'Chayvah Shadvarim. So it's true, you can clap your other Malkus, even clap your Yom Kippur. The moment of Chayvah B'Chayveri is Chomer, because Chayvah B'Chayvah Shadvarim. So it was Machmer, this Mishal Mayna Loki. If on the other hand, Memoinu Mishal Milkal Eloki is a kulin chayvul b'chaveri. Why was her makel and chayvul b'chaveri? Because the avera Pen Yosef is hutu mechalei b'beistin. That's the avera Pen Yosef, but the avera of Yom Kippur is not hutu mechalei b'beistin. So there it should be like Yevayna Mishal. If it says that law, he thinks that in Svar, this Pesach of the Ram should be totally in the Gemara Sofik of Memoinu Mishal Milkal Eloki. He asked that law, so how did the Ram know to pass in this way? It's a Sofik in the Gemara. It's not mashmal. In the Gemara, that we have a Achrod, that Memoinu is Luchumah. Kan daflo. How is it? So this needs to be thought through. If he's right, daflo. The feeder raid that I was saying today in Shir before Chaim started it up, I thought daflo doesn't start because the whole din of the whole nidin of giving reasons why the Torah was machmer and chayvul b'chaveri shekenu to mechlaloi or because the Torah is the whole thing of giving reasons. The Torah was makel by chayvul b'chaveri because it's hutu mechlaloi. The Torah was machmer and chayvul b'chaveri because it's chayv b'chamisha dvarim. That's all in the world of pirchas. Pirchas work with svaras. When we're going in ulo, we want to make a lima and a mat sad from chayvul b'chaveri. We want to get a mat sad from edim zaymimim. So then we're busy with pirchas. And pirchas are svaras. So we say, well, I have a svar by edim zaymimim that is kal. I have a svar by chayvul b'chaveri that is kal. I have svaras that they're chomer. And that's totally if it's Mimayin al-Khumr, Mimayin al-Kulu. In the world of Pirchas and Matzads, those are the svaras they were down with. Rav Yochanan is not a Matzad. Rav Yochanan doesn't have any Matzads, no binyanaz. Rav Yochanan, everything's laid out in the Ferish and Torah. Torah says, Arbam Yakenu, the Milkaloki, the Baalma, Milkaloki, and Mimayin al-Mishalim. The Torah says, the Ferish, Bechad, Bechaveri, and Bayanim Zoymim, that those are exceptions because Yad Biyad. So, it's nothing to do with Mimayin al-Khumr or Mimayin al-Kulu. It's nothing to do. It could be mom is the chum. The Torah said you get malchus anyway. It could be mom is the kula. The Torah said you get mammon anyway. The din of Keter Shossi that malchus patas mammon or mammon patas malchus is totally divorced from any consideration of which one is chomer, which one is kal. So it's not true that so therefore the Ram has nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara's nidin is mammon chomer or is mammon kal, and therefore it is a chum and chayvul b'chaveri, is it a kul and chayvul b'chaveri, and why was the Torah machmer and chayvul b'chaveri, and why was the Torah mekel and chayvul b'chaveri? Those are only dinim when we're talking about pirchas and the matzad of ulam. When you come to Rabbi Yechanan, there's no matzad, it's gzeres hakosuv, end of story. Gzeres hakosuv, that be'alm is mukalokim v'ayin olay mishalim, and it's gzeres hakosuv by chayvul b'chaveri that it's mishalim v'ayin olay. And that's all it is, it's just gzeres hakosuv. And we don't have to, and it has nothing to do with the issue of whether a moment is a kulu or a moment is a chumah. Of course, adayin yesh lodim, the Ram could still be right or he could be wrong. Because adayin yesh lodim, this gzeres hakosuv, that chayvul b'chaveri is mishalim v'ayin olay, is it gzeres hakosuv in the moment of chayvul b'chaveri, or is it gzeres hakosuv in the malchus of chayvul b'chaveri? That's certainly a chakira. Is it gzeres hakosuv at the moment of chayvul b'chaveri is doiche the malchus of chayvul b'chaveri, is doiche malchus? When there the Malchus Doicha moment, Malchus Patas moment. But here the moment of Chayv al-Khaveri is special, that the moment of Chayv al-Khaveri Patas Malchus. Or is it Exeris HaKosov in the Malchus of Chayv al-Khaveri? Ordinarily Malchus Patas moment, but the Malchus of Chayv al-Khaveri, the Malchus of Pen Yosef, is Nifter Aliday moment. Yeah, that's what the Ram is telling. If it's in the moment of Chayv al-Khaveri, that it overrides Malchus, so it overrides other Malchus too. If it's in the Malchus of Pen Yosef, so what does that have to do with the Malchus of Yom Kippur? In a chenami, that's a chakir all by itself, but it's nothing to do with the Gemara Sofik of Mayna l'chumer l'mayna l'kula. It's a Sofik all by itself. And clapping that Sofik, the Ram is machriya, that it's a din in the moment. Where did the Ram get that achra from? Could we got it from that from himself? Points out that we got it from the Gemara and later on, where the Gemara says that if you were chayvul pochas m'shev v'puta and you were karei shirayim at the same time, you have to pay for the shirayim. Because you don't have to pay for the shirayim, because the malchus of Pen Yosef, pochas m'shev v'puta, the malchus of Pen Yosef, it patters you for paying for the shirayim. So you see that if it will be a din in the Malchus of Pen Yosef that it's nidchem ipnei mammon, so it should be nidchem ipnei the mammon of Kayosh Yerayim as well. So you see, it's not a din in the Malchus of Pen Yosef, it's in the mammon of Chamisha Dvar, of Chayvul B'chaver. So Me'el Ram said Faket as well. Yeah, that was the package, that the flow is not right. Yeah, but this place of Lamazayim is a big problem. Okay, needs to be thought through. See what this will salvage.